Hello, and welcome to On the Line. I'm Carl Richter. This week's episode belongs to all who knew and loved the late Aaron Brand. To everyone who contributed their thoughts and memories, thank you. It's been a difficult couple of weeks for us here at the Gazette. As we have grieved, we have had to go on, not only with our normal work of producing a daily paper, but also with beginning to figure out how to continue Aaron's work. To me, that busyness to some extent has been a blessing. It's kept at bay, fully feeling Aaron's loss. But of course, that kind of avoidance can never last, nor should it. Working on this memorial broke the dam. Alone in the studio on this beautiful Sunday morning, listening to others who share my bereavement has been cathartic. So please forgive me if I can't quite contain my emotion as I record this. You're about to hear a lot about how much Aaron's journalism meant to the Texarkana community. And I, too, have written about that for the paper. Aaron's work connected us to one another in a way that was hard to appreciate until it was gone. He's simply irreplaceable. It's a lot more difficult to talk about what Aaron meant to me personally. I envy very much Aaron's ability to make so many friends. That's never been easy for me, and the people I've let close in my life are too few. Which is to say that I can think of no better compliment than this. Aaron Brand was my friend. I'll never stop missing him, and I hope he knew how much I loved him.
My name is Robin Metzger. I live in Fayetteville, Arkansas. My husband David and I met Aaron in graduate school at Eastern Washington University. We were in the Creative Writing MFA program, which held classes in Spokane. Aaron and I were also teaching assistants at the main EWU campus in Cheney, Washington. Then, after graduate school, we all ended up in Arkansas. The last time we saw Aaron in person was 2013. I always thought that we would get together again. For someone who studied creative writing, words really fail me right now. I don't know how to express what Aaron meant to us. I guess I just want his family to know that his presence and influence extended to the northwest corner of the state, too. We will miss his intelligence, curiosity, creativity, kindness, and that mischievous laugh. What a loss. What a lovely human. What luck to have known him.
I am Agnes Torito, and Aaron and I shared a love for poetry, art, nature, teaching, so much goodness. Aaron and I laughed together. We shared some of the same interests, but I guess, more importantly, not all the same. That left room and space for us to view different worlds, interesting ideas, ways of living. He has left a big space. Maybe the best we can say to someone is, I miss you. Those three words hold depths. Kindness, laughter, sensibility. I am really glad our paths intersected for a few fast years. Aaron's zest for acknowledging every big and little moment and including us on the way is missed. Thank you, friend. I think you are out there laughing still, pointing us to those spaces that need laughter and attention. We'll do our best.
Hello, I'm Steve Mitchell, General Manager of KTXK. Aaron and I go back several years. He's done many stories about this public radio station of ours and has been a good friend to all of the arts and the nonprofits in the area. What a talented feature writer he was, so missed by so many. And he was truly a sweet soul, I think, is the best way I could describe him. You never heard or found him to be in a bad mood, never heard him utter a cross word with anybody. He was just a sweet guy who loved his animals, he loved his profession, and he loved mankind. And I think that's the best tribute that I can make to a good friend and a great writer, and such a tragic loss to all of us who value talent and writing like that. Aaron Brand, we will all miss you very much.
For Aaron, a lover of words, poetry, animals, and people, by Sabrina McCormick. To my friend gone too soon, where now shall we look for you? For that bright and gentle smile, the kindness in your ways and your clever use and turn of phrase. For surely as the autumn leaves turn shades of golden hues, the alchemy of such transition in memory renews all those moments we knew and shared, laughing in the sun. They brighten the darkness of the shade, and for a moment our sadness is undone. In your memory, I can only quote that famous Scottish bard to Aaron. Few hearts like his with virtue warmed, few heads with knowledge so informed. If there's another world, he lives in bliss. If there is none, he made the best of this.
My name is Mark Bougie, and I've known Aaron Brand for well over 10 years. We interviewed for just about every concert I was involved with since 2006 or 2007. And from the very beginning, I was impressed with Aaron's genuine interest in the arts and in growing arts and culture in our region. That was obvious through the questions he asked, the interest he found in the people he interviewed, and the quality of his work. And I think that last part, the quality of his writing, his work, his reporting, is something that will stick with me and so many of us in offering the best possible support he could provide, which to let people know what we were doing, engage readers, and following up on whatever would be coming next for everybody, all of us in the arts in the Texarkana region. Aaron will be missed dearly by everybody here at Texarkana Regional Chorale in the Texarkana College Music Department. And we're thankful that our paths crossed for so many years. And we hope that Aaron rests in peace. And we look forward to chatting with him again in some other realm, hopefully at some point. Thank you, Aaron.
This is Mary Scott Smith, professor of music at Texarkana College and pianist, and it's my honor to speak to you about Aaron Brand, who was a wonderful colleague, wonderful support, and we enjoyed many, many years of, you know, working together and promoting the arts. Aaron was always, you know, willing to get together and talk about things. He would come over here to TC sometimes and do an interview. We did interviews on the phone. He was always had a smile. He would always say fun things like "cool beans," you know, when we got stuff done. And it was, you know, everything with him was a win-win. It was a big support for us, and we like to think that it was a big help to him to have lots of things to write about. And it's the end of an era, so whoever steps up to his spot has big shoes to fill, and we wish them well. Take care, Aaron.
My name is Brooke, and I consider Aaron Brand as one of my very best friends. A few things that I will miss about Aaron is his sense of humor. He always had the best memes to send and always knew how to cheer me up if I was having a bad day. I think a lot of people would say that about him. I will miss his writing. I'll miss reading his articles in the Gazette and in other publications as well. He had a way with words that I can't even explain. I enjoyed reading his work so much. He did a really great job of telling a story. I was really excited about his spots, I guess you would say, that he had on the new Gazette podcast On the Line. He did a few with artists and he had just recently started doing that spot and had already interviewed a few musicians in town and another colleague of his. And just the way that he approached the interview with his questions, you could just really tell that they were thoughtful and he enjoyed people immensely and wanted to tell their story. He was always there to help promote events in town. He was a champion for the arts in that way because he did everything he could to reach out and really, you know, get the information of what was going on with all of the nonprofits in Texarkana and write articles about it. I mean, he wrote many articles about artists who were featured at TRAC, and other places in the area. And his hugs. I'll miss his hugs. He was a big hugger and, you know, was well loved by a lot of people in the area and well respected. You could see that anytime you were out with him. I know that at some events, you know, we couldn't walk many feet without Aaron running into someone else that he knew or, you know, another friend or colleague or whomever it might be. You could really tell, too, that person had an admiration for Aaron. You could just see it in their face. And, you know, they were often met with Aaron's smile and a hug. And he was just an all-around great person that I know will be missed by so many people in the area. And all over, for that matter. I mean, there are people, you know, that he touched probably all over the world, even, I would say. A few words that I would use to describe Aaron would be caring, thoughtful, full of integrity. That was apparent in his reporting for the Gazette. You know, he didn't want to put anything out there that hadn't been verified and checked. That was really, really important to him. A foodie. Describe him as a foodie. He absolutely loved to try new dishes. That's one thing that we did. We tried to have, you know, lunch or dinner at a local spot at least once a month. I mean, you know, if we were able to do it more often than that, we definitely would. But it always made me laugh because Aaron, you know, loved documenting things through photography. So when we would sit down, he would kind of set up the scene, you know, with his entree or whatever it was that, you know, we had in front of us, a drink or, you know, whatever it might be, and take a picture of it. And you could see it in his face that he was actually like enjoying the beauty, you know, of the dish and of the moment and everything. He would always pause for a minute. And that's the way he lived a lot of his life. You know, he really did enjoy the moments, and he enjoyed human connection. That's why I know COVID, you know, really put a damper, I think, in things for him, because he wasn't able to get out and be around people. But as soon as he had the all clear to do so, and kind of things were getting back to semi-normal, man, he went out and we did some things. You know, he might have made up a little bit for lost time, but he still had so much more time and so many more things that I know he wanted to do. And I'm really, you know, sad that he's not here to experience more of the things that we needed to do.
Hi, this is Heather with Heather Lynn and the Deacons. I want to take a few minutes, if you don't mind, just more than anything, express my gratitude towards such a sweet, sweet soul that we lost far too soon. And as a musician and entertainer and artist in this community, you know, sometimes we don't get the support even from some of the closest people in our lives. But what we get from those who are true supporters of what we do, it's such a blessing. And it doesn't go unnoticed. And it never went unnoticed with Aaron. Aaron had a voice and a platform and tools that he could utilize to promote and support and really push what we do. And losing someone like that for a community of artists like us is truly devastating. He was just a great human being. And I wished I'd had known him longer. I wished I would have gotten to had more encounters with him and spent more time getting to know Aaron. But what I did know of Aaron was, you know, he had a love for the talent in this community. And we love that. And we appreciated that. And he will so truly be missed by all of us. From all of us, from Heather Lynn and the Deacons, thank you so much, Aaron, for everything you've ever done.
Hi, this is Debbie Gillum with the Audience Services Manager for the Perot Theater. My experiences with Aaron began when I was working at Trek, and I ran into him at a Trek event, and he was the new guy, feature and arts and entertainment writer for the Gazette. He was such a great guy, and I just struck up an easy conversation with him almost any time that he happened to be in the building. And of course, then it extended into friendship when we moved across the street to the Perot Theater, when I moved across to the Perot. And I was lucky enough to have been interviewed by him for a couple of bands that I played in through the years. And he wrote about or covered the events that our band was going to perform at. One was Quicksilver, when we performed here at the Perot Theater for opening act for Jawbone a few years ago. And I always found him he was so warm and genuine and really a likable person. When Facebook became a thing, I got him to accept my friend request because I wanted to kind of learn more about this little dude. And I've just really enjoyed reading his adventures his ideas about different things. We had different politics, but I'm kind of a fence rider, and Aaron was always really quick to jump up on his little platforms and talk about his things. He really kind of helped to change my mind about my views about certain things, and or at least give me a deeper understanding of where he was coming from. So I always appreciated his ideas and the strength and the courage of his convictions. That's always been an important thing for me. He was quite a wordsmith, and that always appeals. Read almost every single article that he has written. Read several of his poems, although I haven't run across his actually a book or anything like that, but always hoped that he would publish a book, and so we get to see that and keep that amongst my collection. But he was, if his writing skills and his warmth as a friend and a person to actually visit with at the events that we ran across each other at through the years was not something that convinced me of this quality human being that he was. Was his love of his family and his friends and, of course, his many critters. I always loved watching the adventures of him with his donkeys and the various cats that he had, and most recently of Winston, his best little buddy that he had found. And I sure am going to miss him. He was just such an interesting, wonderful guy. And I like to think that we kind of had a maybe not necessarily the closest relationship, but we were kind of a mutual admiration society, he and I, because I sure did appreciate him and love him for the human being that he was, and I'm going to miss him forever, and so sad to know that he's no longer with us, but I count myself blessed every single day that I got the opportunity to meet and visit on occasion and be interviewed by Aaron Brand. We love you, dude. See you soon.
This is Jennifer Unger, Interim Executive Director and Education Director at TRAC. I've always appreciated Aaron Brand. He had such a knowledge of diverse art forms, and I always enjoyed talking with Aaron about the arts. I really enjoyed having him interview me. He was always thoughtful. He always wanted to be sure that he was sharing our excitement for our programs and was an advocate for diverse arts in Texarkana. And I really will miss his last question. So, what did I not ask you? What do you want to make sure everybody knows? He wanted to be sure that we were telling the story of what we're so passionate about. I'll also miss his posts on social media about his cats and his donkeys and his food. I know that I will miss him personally and professionally, and it's just such a great loss to our community. Aaron, you'll be missed.
My name is Anna Fryover, and being a friend of Aaron Brand is one of the best things that's ever happened to me. I met him on a dating site in 2014, and we kind of flirted and got to know each other online for a little while before we decided to meet up in person. And I think we both pretty much knew right away that just because of where we were in life and the long distance thing, there was just not really going to be anything there romantically. But as soon as we met that day, we were just so instantly comfortable with each other, and it was like we'd been old friends forever. And we had one of the funnest days of my life, and we've been close ever since. And Aaron has always been my go-to person to talk to about my career and about poetry and politics. And he was always so kind and encouraging and just so good to me. He encouraged me to go back to college. He was always encouraging me to write more. He encouraged me to enjoy my day in times when I was too stressed or upset to seek out that joy for myself. But Aaron was always able to find joy. even when he was exhausted or he'd had a rough day or there were terrible things going on in the world, he made it a point to find pleasure in simple things. And he was happy with just his animals and a bottle of wine and some pizza. And even if those were the only good things about his day, he relished them and he was grateful for them. And that was always an inspiration to me. He loved his life, even when it wasn't perfect. He loved his animals and his family and his work and his students. And he loved his friends so much, and you could feel that love every time you talked to him. We would always text each other through any major political event that was going on. So in the past few years, we texted a lot through some pretty rough times when it looks like things were catastrophic level bad. And often I would be losing it, honestly, but Aaron would always go into just journalist mode and just remind me of the bare facts and kind of talk me down from the ledge. And, you know, that was in times when it was sometimes very hard for him too to be a journalist, but he knew the importance of that, of observing the political and cultural landscape and bearing witness to that in a way that brought the truth to light, whether that was an ugly truth or a beautiful truth or somewhere in between or some of both. He was just such a calming and comforting voice for me through those times and in so many other ways. And I hope I was able to do that for him too. We never made demands on each other. We just comforted each other and shared with each other how we were able to at the time. And that was comforting in itself. I loved him and he loved me, and that was all we really needed from each other. And that was Aaron. He was just such a warm and comforting and fun and beautiful person. And I miss him so much already. There's so many other things that I could say about Aaron, but I know I need to be short on time, so I just wanted to read this poem. It's by Jack Gilbert. It's from a book that I sent Aaron years ago because I knew that he would love Jack Gilbert as much as I do. It's called A Brief for the Defense. Sorrow everywhere, slaughter everywhere. If babies are not starving someplace, they are starving somewhere else with flies in their nostrils. But we enjoy our lives because that's what God wants. Otherwise, the mornings before summer dawn would not be made so fine. A Bengal tiger would not be fashioned so miraculously well. The poor women at the fountain are laughing together between the suffering they have known and the awfulness in their future, smiling and laughing while someone in the village is very sick. There is laughter every day in the terrible streets of Calcutta, and the women laugh in the cages of Bombay. If we deny our happiness, resist our satisfaction, we lessen the importance of their deprivation. We must risk delight. We can do without pleasure, but not delight, not enjoyment. We must have the stubbornness to accept our gladness in the ruthless furnace of this world. To make injustice the only measure of our attention is to praise the devil. If the locomotive of the Lord runs us down, we should give thanks that the end had magnitude. We must admit there will be music despite everything. We stand at the prow again of a small ship, anchored late at night in the tiny port, looking over to the sleeping island. The waterfront is three shuttered cafes and one naked light burning. To hear the faint sound of oars in the distance as a rowboat comes slowly out and then goes back is truly worth all the years of sorrow that are to come.
Thank you.